Blog Talk
Hi.
Radio.
Hi, everyone. This is Penny, and it's Saturday afternoon on February the 3rd, and you're listening to the inaugural show of the Good Health Granny. What I want to do today is simply introduce myself and tell you about what I'm doing in this season of my life and why I feel it's important that grandparents everywhere join me in my new venture, which is to share ways grandparents can connect with their grandkids and influence them to build healthy habits and do it in such a way that they don't even realize it's happening. In real life, I'm Penny McElroy. I'm a business owner, an entrepreneur, certified integrative health coach, a mother, and most importantly, a grandmother. I'm not new to the Grandmother Club, and I'm not actually retired. To be honest, I hope I never will totally retire. There's simply too much for me to do yet, and I think I'll always be working on something. Right now, I'm focused on getting to know my grandbabies better and to become a positive force in their lives. I have four daughters and six grandchildren. My grandchildren's ages range from 6 to 21, four boys and two girls. Two of my grandchildren have type 1 diabetes. As the years pass and I've watched these wonderful young people grow and change, sometimes I feel like I'm missing out on parts of their lives in some way. They're all good kids and have exceptional parents. I think watching your babies raise their own babies can be a humbling experience. I know it has for me. The responsibility of molding and directing these new human beings falls squarely on the shoulders of the parents, and that's how it's supposed to be. But that doesn't mean that the grandparents' hearts aren't fully engaged in the outcome. I became a certified health coach because of my own journey with my health and because I had such heartache at watching people that I love face consequences of their own poor lifestyle choices. And I know that there's a better way, and there's something that we can do to make our lives better. Now I watch my precious grandbaby start to experience consequences of poor lifestyle choices, which is common in today's world. This is the first generation that the parents are supposed to outlive the grandparents if we don't make some kind of changes. So watching my grandbabies make these poor lifestyle changes and face the consequences at such an alarmingly early age is heartbreaking to me. And I feel like that my good advice, such that it is actually falling on deaf ears. And that's not acceptable to me. Something has to change. Now, don't get me wrong. I know I couldn't have done anything that would prevent two of them from having type 1 diabetes. But I'm sure I can do something about the way that they cope with it and the way that they manage it. But remember, they're not hearing me. I need them to hear me. So being the person that I am and refusing to give up my dream of having healthy, happy grandkids, I formulated a plan on how to make sure they hear me. Thus is born the Good Health Granny. Now, I started off by asking myself what kind of legacy I wanted to leave my grandkids. A lot of people talk about money and all kinds of stuff, but in my heart, it's more important to leave a legacy of health because that's going to stick with them throughout their entire life and mold them into the people that will have use of the legacy of the money and all the other stuff that goes with it. I truly believe a legacy of good health is one that will make the biggest impact for generations to come. One of the tools that I used when I first started the Good Health Granny was to start going on play dates with my grandkids. And I've done this periodically throughout their life without even calling it play date. But now we've labeled it play date. What I've done is I've decided to ask my oldest grandson, Joshua, to join us and tell us what his take is on these play dates. So, Joshua?
Hello?
Are you ready? Okay.
I am.
Joshua is 21 years old. He's the oldest one of my grandchildren. And I've always felt like I have a special bond with him. He's such an awesome young man. But I'm going to ask you some questions, Joshua, about the play dates that we've been on. So I want you to say in your own words how you feel about this. So tell us some of the things that we've done together on our play dates.
All right. Well, a lot of it has included being in a car. You've taken me to conventions in Dallas and Fort Worth. You've been in the car teaching me how to drive, and I believe on New Year's we just kind of sat at a table and listened to swing music.
Yeah, I shared swing music with you, showed you how it was similar to some of the stuff you were listening to. So, okay, let me ask you a question. Tell us about your experience in the car.
Okay,
getting your driver's license.
Yeah. I never really, as a teenager, cared that much about getting a car, so I didn't really start until I think I got my permit when I was 18 or 19, and I didn't get my license till November, I think. So,
well, tell us about some of the hairy experiences that we've had with you driving.
I got better over the years, but I remember, I think I was picking you up. There was a lawnmower in the back of the car. I just worked a lot, I guess, because I was really tired and forgot that the right side of the road's where you're supposed to stay on. So ended up driving on the left side of the road for about a minute or two before you, I guess, woke up from your nap and asked if we were driving in England or something along those lines.
Well, let me ask you, was it easier for you to have me as your grandmother as your driving instructor versus your parents? And if you think it was easier, tell us how.
Well, I'd say it was mostly about the same either way, but I think you were more strict, I guess would be the word.
Okay. I would say more patient,
like right,
but
more patient.
Yeah.
Doesn't sound like the right word. I can't recall
That's
the
okay.
word, but like you were. I really wish I could think of the word. I don't know how to describe it either. But if I would practice
maybe
parallel
calmer,
maybe.
Yeah.
We would practice parallel parking like the day before I went to get my license. And last time we went, it was the easiest thing to do, but took so many tries the day before, and I have no idea why. I didn't listen or my brain wasn't working, but you were there with me for 2 hours or something. It was a long time.
Yeah. Yeah. But you passed the first time, so that was all that mattered.
Yep.
Now, after our play dates, Joshua, what things did you realize that we had in common that you didn't know before?
I guess the best way to word it be the I'm more old-fashioned than most people my age. And so I like a lot of older stuff, like classical music, and I like watching plays. Stuff from the 40s to 60s is interesting to me, probably most other people my age, not as much, but so like the older, more old-fashioned, classier kind of things I think we have in common, I guess, music and stuff like that.
Okay. So what would you like to do in the future on play dates with me?
I think going to a concert or seeing a play of some sort would be interesting. I don't know what specific play or concert, but something more orchestral or, I don't know, something from the 50s maybe in terms of what play I'd like to see.
Okay. All right. Well, that's good for me to know because I love plays. So it's something that we'll explore together and figure out what play both of us are going to enjoy. Now, do you feel like doing these things makes you closer to me? It improves our relationship.
I do.
Do you?
I learn more and just doing things together with someone, I think, helps build
okay.
a bond.
It's a bond. That's what I see, too. It strengthens our bond together. Okay. So this is the first episode of our Good Health Granny. And next week, stay in tune. I want to share with you what the credo of grandparents should be. Not that it is, but what it should be. So we can start a movement and make that happen. So goodbye for now. Thank you for listening.